from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Investigation into the California shootings continues. The husband and wife who shot 14 people to death at a California holiday party had 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in their apartment. The biggest question left for investigators is why the couple did what they did. President Obama on Thursday.
Our expectation is that this may take some time before we're able to sort it all through. There may be mixed motives involved in this, which makes the investigation more complicated.
Police Lieutenant Mike Madden was the first officer to arrive at the scene of the shooting.
As we entered into the conference room, the situation was surreal. It was something that I don't think, again, we prepare for, and they try to, an active shooter, we talk about sensory overload. They just try to throw everything at you to prepare you for dealing with that. What you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're smelling, and it was all of that and more.
Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife Tashfeen Malik were killed in a shootout with police near the handicap training session where they shot and killed 14 people and wounded 21. Fighting was reported in central Somalia on Thursday, a day after the leaders of the rival Puntland and Galmudug administration signed a peace agreement. A VOA reporter in the town of Galkayo said the fighting began early Thursday. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria shortly after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. Royal Air Force Tornado fighter jets took off from a British air base in Cyprus, struck targets in Syria, and returned safely to the base. This is VOA News. The corruption scandal involving football's world governing body, FIFA, has widened. On Thursday, the U.S. Justice Department named 16 additional FIFA officials indicted for racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracies and corruption. The latest indictments bring the total number of individuals and entities charged to date at 41. A number of Israeli members of a Jewish extremist group have been arrested in connection with an arson attack last summer on a Palestinian home in the West Bank. Three people, including a toddler, were killed in the incident. A four-year-old boy was hurt in the attack but survived. The Israeli Internal Security Agency Shin Bet said Thursday that it had arrested an unspecified number of youths belonging to what it called a Jewish terrorist organization. The ongoing battle against Islamic State dominated discussions of the summit of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. But there are other issues, as Henry Ridgewell reports.
The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey met for the first time since the downing of a Russian jet by Turkish forces. Moscow had warned that Ankara will regret the incident. Russia also voiced its anger at NATO's invitation for Montenegro to join the alliance. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg dismissed Russia's concerns Wednesday.
The decision to invite Montenegro is not directed against anyone.
Tim Judah, Balkans correspondent for The Economist, says tensions over Russia's intervention in Ukraine have likely expedited NATO's invitation to Montenegro. Henry Ridgewell, London.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. House of Representatives has adjourned until next week without reaching an agreement on a government spending bill. A spending measure has to be passed by both the House and the Senate by December 11th. Now, that's to avoid a partial government shutdown. Among the policy issues causing controversy are deregulation measures that Democrats say would undo provisions to protect the nation's clean air and water and measures on Syrian and Iraqi refugees. President Obama said he would veto any bill that halts the resettlement of Iraqi and Syrian refugees. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has told a group of European foreign ministers that Russia and Ukraine must work to end tensions and restore the ceasefire in Europe. Mr. Kerry spoke Thursday at the annual ministerial council of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. And a former Russian tank commander turned Taliban militant will spend the rest of his life in prison for a failed attack against U.S. and Afghan forces in 2009. Irak Ilgiz Hamidulin was sentenced in Washington Thursday to a life term plus 30 years. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.